Tomorrow's World Magazine, May, June, 2025. This is London Calling. Is Britain Broke? By Scott D. Winnell. Read by Dylan King. Though a relatively small island nation, Britain has wielded tremendous power and financial might over the centuries. London has long been a financial hub for the world. The pound sterling has been a global currency standard, and it continues to be one of the strongest world currencies. Additionally, the Financial Times Stock Exchange 100, a stock index of Britain's top 100 companies, is respected worldwide. Britain's standard of living also continues to be among the highest in the world. Yet something is wrong with Britain's money purse. Its apparent wealth and financial superiority are only a mirage. When the new Labour government took office in July of 2024, Reuters published an article entitled, "Britain is Broke and Broken, New Government Declares," July 29, 2024. Although the new government intentionally used alarmist language to blame Britain's current financial woes on their predecessors, the observation was correct and in fact shed glaring light on a problem that has been brewing in the nation for decades. On the Brink of Crisis. As a commentary writer for the respected Telegraph bemoaned, quote, "The lights are flashing red, but nobody in Britain's beleaguered government wants to know," end quote, January 25, 2025. The sobering title of the commentary was, quote, "Britain is on the brink of a full-blown fiscal crisis," end quote. The Telegraph author also noted that other nations see Britain as, quote, "A declining medium-sized economy on the fringes of Europe still struggling to make Brexit work to its economic advantage," end quote. At the heart of the matter is that Britain, a nation with little domestic savings, is borrowing heavily. It has become increasingly reliant on foreign money to make ends meet. A look internally shows that since 2020, 8 UK city or town councils or local governments have gone bankrupt. Telegraph, November 27, 2024. Often due to bad investments that council members had hoped would aid their financial shortfalls. Increased housing costs and costs of care for the elderly, often borne by city councils, are nearly impossible to manage. As for the national government, expenses such as national insurance, public sector pensions, and student loan debt are crushing the economy. Several universities are expected to go bankrupt in the next few years, likely requiring government bailout. The National Audit Office, or NAO, responsible for overseeing the expenditures of more than 10,000 public bodies, has reported a, quote, "severe backlog," end quote, to its audits of public accounts. This means the government is spending money without clear knowledge of available funds. As one financial writer put it, quote, "The harsh reality is that the UK has been gradually running out of money for the last 20 years. We don't know precisely how close to running out of money we are, but the NAO decision is a sign that the end game may well be a lot closer than anyone realizes right now," end quote. Economists forecast that higher government and household spending in 2025 will result in an improved UK economy that will outperform stagnating European economies, from Financial Times, January 2, 2025. However, with stagnant wage growth and increasing unemployment, life for the average person will still decline. Mounting debt will likely result in a need to increase taxes, further worsening conditions for the average wage earner. And Britain is not alone in its financial woes. Europe as a whole is struggling financially. Germany has not seen economic growth in 5 years, and its automobile manufacturing sector has been hit particularly hard, from The Independent, February 17, 2025. Additionally, according to an International Monetary Fund former chief economist, quote, "France is on the brink of an economic crisis," end quote, due to years of political inaction. First Post, January 18, 2025. The French government has relied on deficit spending since 1974. That is 50 years of spending more than it takes in. From Harvard International Review, 5th of November, 2024. How long can this continue? Economists wonder how Europe will fare if France's economy fails, given that France, along with Germany, is one of the two chief economic engines of the continent. As Telegraph writer Matthew Lynn soberingly observed regarding Britain's financial future, quote, asked how he went broke, an Ernest Hemingway character explains, gradually and then suddenly, end quote. For the UK, the gradually could turn to suddenly any day now, November 27th, 2024. Causes and consequences. Many nations around the globe are in dire financial straits. But why are the UK and other once great Israelite descendant nations struggling? Through its prophecies, the Bible sheds light on today's situation. God promised to bless and protect these nations as long as they would keep their focus on Him. Deuteronomy 28, verses 12 and 13 reads, "The Eternal will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow, and the Eternal will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath if you heed the commandments of the Eternal your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them." God desires for these nations to prosper because of promises that He made to bless the descendants of Abraham through Isaac. Genesis 22, verses 15 through 18. But He warned that if the Israelite descendant nations rejected Him, dire curses would ensue, including financial ruin. Deuteronomy 28, verse 37 and verses 43 and 44 reads, "And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Eternal will drive you. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail." The United Kingdom and the other Israelite descendant nations of the West have chosen to reject God. Sadly, this is leading to the removal of their blessings. It will also result in future suffering and humiliation. Yet, God is merciful and His anger is short-lived. Psalm 30, verse 5. He has planned a future and a hope for the Israelite descendant nations like Britain and for all of humanity too. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. He plans to welcome them back when, in the future, they truly turn to Him. "As I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn, turn from your evil ways. For why should you die, O house of Israel?" Ezekiel 33, verse 11. The Bible is clear about the dark future of Britain's godless plans, but its financial woes will not last forever. God is merciful and loving, and He will again bless the British people with abundance when they finally see the error of their ways. To learn more about the hope for the British and the British descended peoples, be sure to read our fascinating booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy, at tomorrowsworld.org, or contact the regional office nearest you listed on page 4 to receive your free printed copy. The booklet is also available in audio format at your special request. End of article.